8:20 a.m. to 9:35 a.m. Chapter 2B. Everyone. The halls are thinning out, and Jeff Grand knows he's barely going to make it to homeroom before the late bell rings. He hates that he'll have to ask Josie Taylor for her physics homework again, not because he doesn't like her, but because he knows she thinks he must be stupid. And he's not stupid. It's just that both of his parents work full-time, and he has a lot of responsibilities. For the past 3 years, his parents have been in charge of the primate section of Disney's Animal Kingdom. By the time they come home at 7, they smell like monkey poop, and his mother barely has enough energy to cook dinner. This means that more often than not, Jeff has to take care of his 4-year-old sister Sage, do the laundry and the grocery shopping, and fix whatever appliance needs fixing. His only solace is watching reruns of The Simpsons each night at 11 o'clock. There's simply no time to do his own homework. He just cannot do everything. As Jeff approaches Josie's desk, she already has the homework assignment in her hand. She passes it off to him like the seasoned pro she is. He wants to say thank you, but Mrs. G is already starting attendance, and he doesn't want to draw her attention. By the time he sits down, Tara has just said the word reciprocate, and it makes him think that he should reciprocate for Josie's help somehow. He should do something nice for her. As soon as Tara says reciprocate, she files it into the back of her brain without even realizing it. Mrs. G goes on to the next person, and Tara takes out a blue nail file from her pencil case. With her hands under her desk, she files off the sharp edge of her right pinky nail that had been bothering her since breakfast. Tara is what her mother likes to call pleasantly plump, but Tara prefers the term chubby. Instead of feeling sorry for herself, she considers herself lucky. She assumes that none of the boys are interested in her, so she focuses her energy on her schoolwork and gets all A's and B pluses in high-level classes without worrying about competing with the skinny girls for the cutest guys. She's also fond of her nails. They are very long, and she paints each one a different pastel shade. Tara watches as Josie Taylor stands up at her desk and pushes her long hair behind her ears. Tara wonders how Josie gets her hair to be so straight. Last week it was kind of frizzy. Not very frizzy, but sort of bushy. And then today it is smooth as silk. Tara would hate it if her birthday only came around once every 4 years.